All right, welcome back to another episode of the Black Bullion Show. Now, I haven't seen too many people talking about the rising copper prices that we've been seeing recently. We've talked about what's called the stress ratio on this channel before, but the purpose of analyzing this is to monitor the health of the global economy. In fact, analyzing copper prices is considered to be a leading indicator of global economic health. So, with rising copper prices and sideways gold prices, does that mean the global economy is set for a rebound? Well, not so fast. But before we get into all of that, guys, if you're new to this channel, please hit that big red subscribe button right down below. Also, please hit that like button. Helps you get this economic evangelism right on out there to the masses to bring more people into precious metals. Okay, so you may have heard of the gold to copper ratio, or maybe the copper to gold ratio before. No matter how you compare the two metals, the concept still stands. However, if you've been using the gold to copper ratio, you may have to invert your thinking in order to kind of grasp this copper to gold graph that I'm showing you right here. Actually, let me see if I can position this so my screen won't be in the way. Now, to answer the question, if you zoom out of the year 2020 and look at the ratio going back to the late 90s, we've been on a general downtrend for some time, i.e., stress in the global economy. In between this period, you have huge spikes signifying health in the global economy. But we know how things ended up in 2008. So, if we go all the way to the right of the screen, where we are now in 2020, let me just get this going here. All the way to the right of the screen here in 2020, we see a slight uptick, as you can see here. We're kind of at this bottom down here in August, then we start to tick up. We start to see a little bit of an uptick in the stress ratio. Now, compared to where things were before, even just a couple of months prior, I wouldn't necessarily say we should be expecting a global rebound here. So, what's the cause of the rising copper prices if not for increased building and construction? Well, copper price rallies as Chinese scrap shipments sink by 50%. So it looks like there is a supply issue possibly. So let's take a look here and learn a little bit more. Concentrate hard to come by. Barnes says while the effects of the Ronies could decrease world consumption of the metal by 3% to 4% this year, the drop in mine output and scrap flows has been greater. Customs data show China's unwrought copper imports, anodes and cathodes, in August declined to 668,486 tons from July's record haul of 762,211 tons, but still up 65% from August last year. Year to date, imports now total 4.27 million tons, up 38% from 2019 and on track to easily beat 2018's annual record of 5.3 million tons. At the same time, concentrate supplies from South America, where China sources the bulk of its mined copper, have been disrupted due to the Ronies. August imports of copper concentrate fell by more than 12% from the same month last year to 1.59 million tons on lingering supply disruptions from Peru and Chile. So demand dropping should have lessened prices. But here's the thing, the severe drop in supply seems to be outweighing the drop in demand, causing prices to rise. So when you look into the data, it all makes sense as to why the ratio is rising and copper prices are rising as well. So guys, let me know what you think in the comment section below. Hit that like button, hit the subscribe button if you're new. It's Black Bullion.